This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Well, many political races are at the boiling point. Some are surprisingly quiet. South Carolina, Republican candidate Tim Scott is the apparent frontrunner in the state's first congressional district. He is likely to become the first black Republican elected from the Deep South since Reconstruction. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
South Carolina's first district is a narrow coastal strip that runs from Charleston to Myrtle Beach. Palmetto trees, historic homes, and church steeples abound at the place where the Civil War began. Here, most of the attention is focused on the state's gubernatorial race. Republicans rallied in Charleston this week to support their candidate, Nikki Haley. But Tim Scott was also working to get votes.
We've been campaigning night and day, making sure that America comes back to the conservative cause led by the Southern values that we all believe in.
Yeah.
Scott, one of 14 black Republicans seeking House seats this year, is endorsed by Sarah Palin and the Tea Party. He owns a small insurance agency and served on the county council and in the state legislature. Scott brags he's never voted for a tax increase. On his website, he says it's time to cut government spending.
Really what we're looking for is a rebirth of our great nation under the auspices of a smaller and less intrusive government. That's why limited government, lower taxes, and less government spending is so critically important in this election cycle.
While others air a flurry of negative ad attacks, Scott is running this one.
Tim Scott for Congress.
Tim Scott is one of the most genuine and honest people I've ever known.
I served on County Council with Tim Scott. You don't get any more conservative on taxes and spending than Tim Scott.
Scott's opponent, Ben Frazier, has run for office 18 times, though he's not campaigning. Scott's tougher election was the primary, where he beat Paul Thurmond, the son of legendary Strom Thurmond. Scott has downplayed the historic significance of his race, which would make him the first black Republican elected to Congress from the Deep South in more than a century, and the first in the House since Oklahoma's J.C. Watts retired in 2003.
That's going to immediately give him a platform that other folks don't have.
Andra Gillespie is a political science professor at Emory University who studies race. She says there are questions about what kind of role Scott will play in the GOP and whether he will join the Congressional Black Caucus, where there are no Republicans.
He is in a position where he needs to figure out how to help craft the Republican Party message so that it appeals to African-American votes. And that means that they're going to have to come to grips with some of their policies on that may be facially neutral, but that African-Americans perceive to be racist. Issues like, you know, whether or not the Republican Party supports affirmative action.
Battles over race have long plagued South Carolina, where the Confederate flag flew at the Capitol Dome until 2000. The flag remains on the State House grounds, and the NAACP is still conducting an economic boycott here. Yet Republicans say race hasn't been an issue in this campaign. Scott declined to be interviewed by NPR for this story. Chris Nichols, who goes to church with the candidate, says it's important to show things have changed here.
In a state that has a legacy of segregation in the past, we know that next week we're going to elect an African-American conservative Republican to represent the folks here in the Lowcountry. I'm behind him all the way.
But just up the road from the rally at Northwoods Mall in North Charleston, Jamal Robbins says Scott doesn't represent working people.
I'm not voting for that guy. I don't like his principles.
What is it that you don't like?
What I don't like about him is that he's not about trying to help the people that need help. He's about trying to feed the people that already is eating, if you understand what I'm saying.
In a district that has voted Republican for the past 30 years, analysts say Scott is all but certain to win the race. And then Scott will likely be among those trying to attract other African Americans to the party. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Charleston, South Carolina.
And as results roll in on Tuesday, there'll be special election coverage on many member stations and on npr.org.